Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. So we're diving into someone's top 15 sci-fi books. And get this, Dune is number 15. Can you believe that?
Number 15, Dune? That's a bold choice. I mean, legendarily good world building, that unique writing style. It's a classic. What gives?
Right? They liked it, loved it even, initially. Big thrill. But get this, the feeling dwindled. It didn't linger. You know how some books just stick with you?
Totally. Like a phantom limb almost. You keep reaching for it.
Exactly. And Dune apparently doesn't quite do that for them. Still great world building, of course, but...
So what did linger? What topped Dune?
Well, number 14 is The Mote in God's Eye. Space opera. Big one. 1,000 years in the future. Galactic empires. Aliens. The whole shebang.
Sounds epic. So like aliens disrupting everything?
Exactly. And humans trying to figure out, are they friend or foe? But it's the way it's told. Precise, building blocks, gripping, apparently, a real page-turner. Oh, and the aliens? Some of the best they've encountered in sci-fi, apparently.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. All right, what's next? Number 13.
Number 13 is The Stars My Destination, or Tiger. A bit of a proto-cyberpunk thriller. Short, but a blockbuster. Apparently, read it in one sitting.
Wow, one sitting. That's gotta be intense. What's it about?
Revenge. Space pirate gets left for dead and, well, he doesn't take it well, hunts down the spacecraft that abandoned him.
Oh, so like a space-age Count of Monte Cristo?
Kind of, yeah, but way more. Sci-fi. And then number 12, a classic. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein? But isn't that horror?
Well, considered by many to be the first true sci-fi, and totally different from the movies. The monster speaks, full of pathos, a complicated relationship with his creator.
Huh. I always thought it was all bolts and grunts. So more of a character study than a mad scientist story?
Exactly. Big themes, high literature even. Then, another classic at number 11, War of the Worlds.
Ooh, War of the Worlds. Martians, tripods, heat rays, right?
Yeah, but deeper than that. It's about humanity's inability to cope with a crisis. The social institutions, the individuals, it's got this cynical, almost modern feel, even though it's so old.
So less about the aliens and more about us?
Precisely. And then at number 10, we've got The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Two planets, one capitalist, one anarchist.
Oh, a political allegory? Bold.
Subtle, though, and powerful. This one really stuck with them, apparently. Influenced their politics, even.
Wow. Okay, top 10. We're getting to the good stuff. What's next?
Number 9, Norstrilia. Such a unique book. Espionage, diplomacy, giant sheep, immortality powder. What?
It's like someone threw a bunch of sci-fi tropes in a blender and hit puree. But good, though.
Surprisingly, yes. Weird, experimental prose. Like the world building itself is unsettling but compelling. And then, number 8, City by Clifford Simak.
Simak, pastoral sci-fi. So like gentle robots and talking cows?
Close. Intelligent dogs. They've replaced humans. And they're trying to figure out if humans even existed. It's poignant. Melancholy, even.
Oh, that's interesting. A very different kind of sci-fi. Okay, what's next?
Number 7, Hot House by Brian Aldiss. Now this one is trippy, far future Earth. Sun's getting bigger, plants have taken over, giant spiders, flying plants, it's a lot.
Giant spiders? No thanks. But I mean, if it made the top 10, there must be something there, right?
Okay, so wow, a lot to unpack there. Let's start with, well, that Hot House book. Giant spiders, you said?
Yeah, not my cup of tea personally, but apparently it's trippy. Far future Earth, overgrown plants. Whole thing.
Interesting. And then number 6, Neuromancer. A classic, right? Cyberpunk, hackers, Tokyo.
Yeah, but apparently a bit convoluted. Hard to follow. Great prose, though. Like, really great.
I see. So, style over substance, maybe? And then, blood music. Microbes, geneticists. Sounds almost like a Michael Crichton thriller.
Kind of, but weirder. Body horror, even. But, like, a good weird. And a huge, impactful ending, apparently.
Okay, we're getting into the top 5 now. The Dying Earth. Jack Vance. Fantasy, sci-fi, kind of a blend, right?
Yeah, dying Earth setting, magic, a bit medieval, but lush, and apparently Vance is a master of flourish, whatever that means.
Right, and then Solaris. This one seems special, a sentient ocean, psychological stuff.
Yeah, almost like a ghost story in space, real dread, and apparently like a true masterpiece, not just sci-fi.
High praise. Okay, number 2, A Fire Upon the Deep. Space opera, right? Huge scope.
Gigantic. Aliens, AI, psychic weasels. It's a lot, but apparently incredibly well-crafted, like an engineering marvel.
Wow, and finally number 1, Blindsight. This one seems personal, like it really impacted them.
Yeah, changed their whole perspective. Space vampires, hard sci-fi, philosophical questions, the whole deal. And apparently the best ending. Ever.
So wow, a lot to unpack there. Let's start with, well, that top spot. Blindsight. Changed their whole perspective, huh?
Yeah, space vampires, hard sci-fi, philosophical questions, apparently the best ending. Ever. Big claim.
Right? High praise indeed. And number two, A Fire Upon the Deep. Psychic weasels? I'm intrigued and a little terrified. An engineering marvel, they said?
It's a lot, apparently. Gigantic scope, aliens, AI, the works. But well-crafted, they say.
Okay. Solaris. Sentient ocean, psychological, almost a ghost story in space, right?
Yeah, real dread. A true masterpiece. Not just sci-fi, apparently, which is a lot to live up to.
It is. And then the dying Earth. Magic, medieval, but lush. Jack Vance, master of flourish, whatever that means.
Right? It's like, how do you even quantify flourish? But it sounds good. And then blood music. Body horror, but a good weird. Huge impactful ending, they said.
Oh, so like microbes and geneticists gone wild? A bit Michael Crichton-esque, but weirder?
Kind of, yeah. But definitely more out there. And then Neuromancer, a classic, but convoluted?
Yeah, hard to follow. But great prose, like really great. So style over substance, maybe? I don't know. It's a classic for a reason, right?
I guess so. And then number seven, Hothouse. Giant spiders, flying plants. Trippy. Far future Earth, sun's getting bigger, plants have taken over, it's a lot.
A lot indeed. Not my cup of tea personally, but hey, who am I to judge? And City, intelligent dogs trying to figure out if humans even existed. Poignant, melancholy.
Yeah, very different kind of sci-fi, pastoral even, a slower pace I imagine. And then Norstrilia, giant sheep, immortality powder, what?
Right, like someone threw a bunch of sci-fi tropes in a blender. But good, apparently. Weird, experimental prose, unsettling, but compelling. Okay, top 10 done. The Dispossessed. Two planets, capitalist and anarchist.
A political allegory, bold and influential apparently. Changed their politics even, that's something.
It is, War of the Worlds, Martians, tripods, heat rays, but deeper than that, right?
Yeah, about humanity's inability to cope. Cynical even. And then Frankenstein, the first true sci-fi, who knew?
Right? And so different from the movies, the monster speaks, pathos, complicated relationship with his creator, high literature, then the stars my destination, or tiger, space pirate, revenge, read it in one sitting, they said.
Wow, intense. A space age Count of Monte Cristo and the moat in God's eye, space opera, aliens, some of the best they've encountered. Friend or foe, a real page turner.
Gripping, building blocks, precise, and finally Dune, number 15. Didn't linger, huh? Still great world building, but
a bold choice. Legendarily good world building, unique writing style, a classic. But hey, to each their own, right? Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's show, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this wild ride through someone's top 15 sci-fi picks. Until next time, keep exploring those literary galaxies. And a special shout out to our listeners overseas. We appreciate you joining us.